When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Achtung Millwall supports the Lions Food Hub, and all of our advertising revenues will be donated to support this fantastic initiative. It's now based at the Lions Centre on Bolina Road, and it's run by our own Kelly Webster. This is a friendly food bank supporting families in the Bermondsey and SE16 area. If you can help support the Lions Food Hub in any way, please visit at Lions Food Hub on Twitter or get in touch with us at Achtung Millwall. The Lions Food Hub. Come on, you Lions.
You're listening to Achtung Millwall, broadcasting from the beautiful South Birmingham. Accept no substitute.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to another edition of Achtung Millwall in the aftermath of yesterday's, stop me if you've heard this joke before, no, yesterday's one-all draw up at the City Ground. Joining me to kick over the traces of yet another single point away day is a new voice on the show. Big welcome to Kevin Fuller. Welcome, Kev.
Cheers, Nick. Thanks for having us on. Listened to it for years, and it's nice to come on.
So yeah, it's great to have you, mate. It's great to have you, and indeed anyone else out there in the podcast world, do get in touch if you want to come on anytime. I'm always looking for good new voices, so do give us a shout if you want to come on. But you went up to the City Ground yesterday, Kevin.
I did. Yeah, I was there. I went up with my two youngest boys. So yeah, we're great away day. I always like going there. It just reminds me of the old First Division and that sort of days, Nick. Yeah, so yeah, I love going there. Yeah, excellent. And we stopped for a beer in the Notts County Bar, which was lovely. They were very welcoming. They take all the away supporters in, so that was absolutely brilliant. And you don't feel you're getting ripped off. And it was just a nice experience going to Forest. I don't know how many times you've been there, but I've been there three or four times in recent times. So good.
Yes, yeah, it's lovely. I've been there a few times, and as you say, it's just a pleasant trip. Cricket ground next door.
Oh, it's all there, isn't it? The rugby ground, cricket ground, it's all there. Yeah, brilliant.
It's what you want. So, good stuff.
I've been to see the cricket a few times, so yeah, good. I like going to Nottingham. It's a good night out as well, if you ever get... Yeah.
Long while since I've been on a night out in Nottingham, mate. I'll tell you that much. Oh, dear. So anyway, we speak, of course, of yesterday's draw. And Kevin got in touch with me, listeners. Basically,
I'm a bit positive, more positive than some of you. Yeah. Some of you, yeah.
I don't think positive. I like.
Yes,
that.
Yes. I don't think we're far away, Nick. I don't think we're far away.
No, I mean, yesterday's starting 11. When I saw it pre-game, obviously the surprise, I suppose, Kev, was Jake being benched.
Well, I didn't think that was a surprise. I was at the Leicester game in midweek, Nick, right. And. Murray Wallace played quite well. And indeed, out of all those central defenders, probably Cooper wasn't performing as the other ones were. So, yeah.
He's been under the weather, Kevin, hasn't he?
Exactly. This
season.
He's been missing Hutch, hasn't he? I think he's been missing Hutch. Yeah.
Well, you could see that yesterday. Cause, I mean, the back line, just looking at the team sheet to start us off, dear listeners. I mean, obviously we've got Barton goal, which I think... I was going to say that's a foregone conclusion, but haven't you
not
seen
really. He
George
played
long
well
in the week, Kevin.
Yeah, he did. He played
impressive.
Very well. Commanding.
I noticed online, picked up on the distribution from George Long against Leicester Premier League. I know not their first choice 11, but still pretty good 11. And they were praising George in the week for his distribution, which I think if you're going to be picky, and we Mill fans are picky, aren't we? You could probably just put that as not quite high marks as...
some of Bart's kickouts yesterday were poor, Nick.
Distribution.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, yeah. He starts. I don't think anyone can quibble with Bart starting. But anyway, there he is, Bart. Backline Murray Wallace, Sean Hutchinson, and what a great sight to see him.
Absolutely. In the 11. Absolutely. Brilliant. Superb.
And Dan Ballard. Pretty good back line there. If you're going to play a three-man back line, I'd say that's a pretty good choice there.
On form at the moment, Nick, that's probably our best, I would have thought. On form at the moment, yeah?
Well, they looked it yesterday, so I thought Hutch was immense. We'll come on to the game, obviously. Then across the middle, so to speak, I've got Scott Malone, obviously, on the left. Ryan Leonard operating in that right-sided midfield role. And then Michael Kieftenbeld and George Saville. And I thought that was a pretty good midfield, to be honest. As good as many in the division, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I like Bell. I've got a lot of time for Bell. Bell's a class player. Does all the horrible stuff for very, very well.
Absolutely.
Reminds me a lot of Les Briley. Sorry to keep interrupting.
No, that's right. We were just talking off air, listeners, and I say that, you know, I always say before I record anything with anyone, if you say anything libelous, I have to cut that out because I've got a house and mortgage to think about. But if anyone stumbles, but I always cut out the bits where we talk across each other. So that it sounds like the conversations are really, really professional. It's like revealing the curtain to see what's behind the magician's show, isn't it? And then going forwards, obviously, we've got Conor Mahoney. And I didn't think he was brilliant, but he wasn't bad yesterday.
I thought it was his chance. Ojo looked good. Ojo looked good. Yeah, absolutely.
And then my favourite player, Matt Smith, up front. It was, going back to Conor for a moment, obviously Jed was out with illness. This yep. kind of mysterious Millwall bug that seems to be afflicted. It's just called illness. In a time of the pandemic, we can only speculate on what that might be. But anyway, he's out. So, you know, big loss. Although I think a week off will probably do him some good, Kevin.
Good rest. Good rest for him, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, anyway, Mahoney, Smith and Ojo. Big chance for Mahoney. I wasn't sure he took it entirely. How did you see him yesterday?
No, in flashes, he looked good, Nick. But I just wanted him to... Yeah. He was playing on the right, wasn't he? So when Leonard got the ball, you either come short for Leonard to pass it short or you go long. And he was sort of caught in the middle for me, Nick. He didn't, you know, really know whether to, you know, stick or twist. And either go to the line and let Leonard hit you or come short for Leonard to pass it into you. So, hit and miss yesterday a little bit.
I mean, Conor Mahoney, I think he's one of these players. He reminds me a lot of James Henry in a funny kind of way.
Exactly.
You'll get a good performance or good moment from James Henry, and then he'll go quiet on you, and then you might see it again five or six games down the line. And I'm getting a sense that maybe Conor is that kind of talent that doesn't always don't show it enough. That kind of
really, we need another Jed Wallace or a Schofield in the that sort of player. You know, someone can take people on the outside and. Yeah, but he looks like he's a player. I want to persist with him, Nick. But he pulled out of an injury yesterday, didn't he?
He did. I don't know how bad that is. Did indeed. No, I want to believe in him, but there we are. Ojo, I really like the look of yesterday.
Yes, very much so. Yes, he did. What he didn't do, Nick, is shoot enough for me. He laid some balls off to Matt, but when he goes forward, he looks like he's electric pace-wise, and that's what every championship team needs, isn't it? Quick players up front.
He looks like a quality turn.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I thought also when Afobe came into the game late yesterday, I think
showed some nice touches, Afobe. Absolutely lovely touches, a lovely spin on. Did you see that where he spun around and dragged the ball past the defender? Brilliant, super.
Yeah. It's a level that we're not used to seeing much.
Agreed. And that's what I mean. The ingredients are there, Nick. The ingredients are there. It just needs to click, I think.
I know what you mean. I mean, we haven't mentioned passing Big Matt Smith up front, who scored yesterday and should have scored a second.
Hit the bar. Yeah.
Very unlucky.
Yeah.
I mean, my overall takeaways from yesterday, Kevin, I'm interested to know what you made of it, but I enjoyed the game.
It was a brilliant game. Backwards and forwards. Yeah.
Been a long while since I've enjoyed watching Millwall, you know, in a footballing sense. And I thought that was good open game. Both teams brought their maximum effort to it. And we were desperately unlucky. I mean, it was a fluke equaliser. I think that's the right word for it.
Even when he knocked it in, he put his hand up, didn't he? And so, as if apologising, but you know, because he knew that it was just a cross, and it just That's the only place that Bart could have got beaten, and we were just unlucky that the ball went in that way. It was just a fluke. Yeah,
I was just looking at my own notes here, and I've also written big game for Gary, or Gary Rowlett. It's Rowlett, isn't it?
Rowlett, yeah.
Big game for Rowlett. Because we do need a win, and we're not getting them. And Fortune didn't smile on us yesterday. There was also a penalty shout that I saw online that should have been given. Hard to see in real time watching the stream, but... Matt Smith don't get those kinds of decisions, Kevin, does he?
No, he doesn't. He was dragged down, and you know, because he's a big fella, I think they go against him, Nick, don't you? They just
I think because he's got physique, and then he's a big bloke, and I just think that referees think he must be dishing it out as much as he's getting it. But I mean, it was
absolutely
pretty much rugby tackle. I mean, we see it a lot, so I don't know whether or how that's ever going to change. But I mean, I suppose the thing is with football, Kev, I mean, luck will always play its part in any game, and Forest would call themselves unlucky not to be one up very early on, because that was a great chance to score inside the first
Brilliant save. He came out well and smothered it. From grabbing. Brilliant save.
Felt a grabbing. Bart, as you say, with the show where he's very, very strong, those kind of semi-miraculous reflexive saves that he makes.
But that was it, Nick. I can't remember much else. No?
Nothing.
That was it.
I've got a half chance form at the end of the first half, the moment, as I put it here, on 44. Apart from that, they were very, very quiet. We grew into that first half.
Absolutely. I thought it was well in control. Yeah, well in control by the time the half-time whistle went. I thought, there's only one winner here, but then we know it's Millwall, and we know it's another draw.
I mean, our goal was brutally simple, really. I mean, it was a great cross from Ojo. There's no
whipped in, Nick. Yeah, we tend to, when Matt Smith's on the pitch, we tend to hit diagonal after diagonal, and the opposition centre halves just know exactly what's coming. Yeah. What we need is to get Matt running onto the ball and whipping the ball so that he can get his head and project it towards the goal rather than looking for him to knock-ons all the time, because that's not his game. It needs the ball cut back from the wings and finished off by Smith rather than looking for Smith to create something off his head and bounce off and trying to get in to support him. That's just my opinion.
I agree. I mean, that goal was classic Matt Smith, because...
Yes.
Get that ball in correctly, as Ojo did yesterday, and Matt Smith is...
All day.
Yeah, he's not quite unstoppable, but it takes something special to stop him. And it was just a simple head home for 1-0. The support yesterday, Kevin, I thought was very good, because you could hear that no one likes us roar out across the stadium.
There was a good crowd there. Although the natives were getting a little bit restless with Mr. Rowe, another draw, but towards the end, but... They clapped the team off at the end, so you can't, you know, the effort was there from the team anyway. So,
well, I thought so. I mean, we had chances after that. I've got a Mahoney dribble cross, and Hutch heads over. He's on 33.
Yep.
Beautiful cross from Ojo, I've written near, just behind the forwards on 40. So, you know, we were creating. There was a sniff of a half-ish chance at the end for Forest, but nothing much.
Yeah,
and I thought at the half we were looking pretty strong.
No,
and you said it there, Kev. The only one winner in it, really.
I thought it was going to be two or three, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lady Luck snarled at us. Didn't smile on us. She snarled at us.
Yeah.
With the fluke
cross.
Drifted in.
They should have gone over the top or over the bar, but yeah.
I mean, watching it on the stream time, you could kind of, it was excruciating to watch it float inward and inward.
I was far away from it. I didn't have to keep watching that. You know, just it was in and
Oh dear. So yeah, there it was. But we came back, and I think that, you know, just to touch on your basic point, Kevin, is that, you know, there is better times around the corner.
I hope so, Nick. Yeah.
Well, there should be, because the players are there to make it happen.
Yeah,
and we kind of saw that afterwards, because they showed spine, they showed bottle, and they made a bit of, I mean, to hit the bar on Smith on 60, albeit from a bad goalkeeping error, but anyway, that's what happens. You know, another day, an inch or two low, and that would have gone in, and that's just bad luck.
Yep. I mean, and that's football, isn't it? At the end of the day, sometimes it goes for you, Nick. Sometimes it doesn't. That's just, When you've been watching football as long as us, you just get used to that, don't you? Sometimes it's for you and sometimes it's against you. Yeah.
Or something else you get used to, irrespective of the management, whether it's Rowett or any other manager.
God, we've had some bad ones over the years, but yeah.
Over the years. Substitutions, we have never... I had to laugh the other day, Kevin, because I was reading a piece. I don't remember if it was The Athletic. It was something like that. And at the very kind of elite levels of the game, they're talking about going down the baseball route of having specialist substitution coaches that are like finishers. They are kind of like their game is built around 10-minute spells, and you have a coach that brings them in. I thought that would be great.
Brilliant idea, that.
I mean, Mahoney came out. He was injured for a phobia. But then after that, we've taken Keefton Beld off for mid.
That was strange. He brought two midfielders on for a striker and a midfield player. I didn't think that was...
No, it's the Ojo forever. I mean, I think Ojo may well have been fatigued by that point, 77 minutes there. But the game was still in the balance for me. Keith for Mitchell, I think, okay, that's part
of it. Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
And, you know, we don't have a huge amount of choice on the bench, but we did have some forward players sitting there. And, I mean, Bradshaw being the one that came to mind, but... That sent a message to me. George Evans coming in, who's not been too bad, but he's not going to change a game in for Ojo, who looked like he was...
A lot of people around me thought that was Rowett securing the draw, shutting up shop.
I think so. Watching the stream, I thought that. Which is... And I'm interested to know what you think, because I think that's the criticism that he's settling for.
And when we go 1-0 up, the handbrake goes up, couple of notches, and we seem to sit back rather than attacking teams and taking to clears. Forest weren't a very good side. New manager syndrome, maybe. But yeah, we should have ripped them apart yesterday, Nick. So that is maybe a genuine criticism.
They strengthen towards the end. I mean, we were tiring, I think it's a criticism, because if you're going to play a style that presses high, we do bring a lot of energy to the game, but to run out of steam in the last 10 minutes reminds me of the petrol stations I've just driven past there outside. You know?
It was a challenge getting the petrol to get up there yesterday, I must admit.
Couple of late chances for them, but they weren't very good, and you can only play who's taking the field. But I just thought we don't press on in those last 10 where they were not very good. We should have been taking our game to them, and we're settling. And that's...
He brought Bradshaw on towards the end, didn't he? Perhaps he should have brought him on as part of the original substitutes. Interesting, there was four substitutions yesterday. We were allowed to make an extra one because of their concussion.
There's a concussion, Mom, and I said that on the stream. And first time I've come across that, I suppose. But, you know, overall... When the final whistle went, yes, it is another draw, but I think there are draws and there are draws, if that makes any sense, because we're unlucky. And in normal circumstances, you'd say going to the City Ground, coming away with a point is not a bad result.
And a game you should have won, had the chances to win, right?
You should have won it, yeah.
All day you would have taken that, but it's just... on top of draw after draw after draw, Nick. That's the problem, yeah. So we've had some good results. We've got some good results on the road. It just needs to, you know, a few more wins at home, I think.
My man of the match yesterday, Kev, was Hutchinson. I don't know.
I thought the back three were solid. Remember, we just said it. They scored one fluke goal. They didn't come any... Apart from the first 10 minutes when Bart came out to smother, I think the back five or the back three or however you want to put it, they were solid as a rock yesterday. Absolutely solid. Yeah. So,
but the positives, so I really like the look of, I mean, Hutch coming back, man of the match, that's a positive. But Ojo, really like the look of him.
He looks like he's a good player.
And I like the look of the combination with a Afobe, because I think that's speed, power and movement is something we don't see much of. You know, we've got power with Matt Smith, but the speed side of it, we need that kind of intelligent movement, and I think they are players that will bring that. I was just looking at some of the post-match
comments.
I mean, Brian, I'm going to have to take this up with Brian, because I think he's getting into the depressive zone. Yet another one will draw for the Lions. Four draws on the bounce for Millwall, and it seems the same story every game. I don't think it is the same story every game. I think we're just generally unlucky.
I think we're getting better. Players like Saville, I was disappointed, but I think he must have been injured at the beginning of the season because he's getting a better play. The Bell Saville combination looked excellent yesterday. I thought they were very good. So I don't know. I think we're getting better. So the draws are getting better, if you like, Nick, rather than. Well, we're not hanging on, are we? We're not hanging on and defending a lead, and we weren't hanging on yesterday. Were we?
There's enough intelligence, football intelligence, in that group of players for me to be very hopeful. And there's a post here from Phil Clark. That was a glimpse of the future. Ojo, Afobe, and Jed, who wasn't involved.
Yes, absolutely. And with that, do damage to anyone. Yeah,
yeah. Well, he says that Rao could well end up with a winning formula. With those. I mean, those are three good quality players, and that offers hope to me.
Absolutely.
I think the criticism of Rauer is hard to shake, Kevin, because the question is really, would a different manager with those assets, would he be painting a Picasso instead of colour by numbers that we've got at the moment?
Oh, I don't know. I just look at some of the great managers we've had over the years. George Graham, he was defensive. He made sure we never lost, Nick, and then anything else was a bonus after that. I think that's how you start. That's how good managers start. Let's not lose. And then everything else is an improvement on that, I guess.
Yeah. And last one I've picked out here from Dan Wall. Better performance than Coventry, that's for sure. But it feels like we still had control of the game.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Certainly 85, 90% agree with. Rowett brings on a defensive player for Ojo, which we've touched on.
Yeah.
And by that, loses any chance of a win. Two wins in 15 isn't good enough. I think that's correct, Kev. I mean, that's
agreed. He admits that. So I saw his post-match. Yeah, he admitted that himself, didn't he? We need to be a bit more aggressive and a bit more go for the win. Yeah. So.
The injury crisis doesn't still help us, really. We've still got some crucial names that are not fully back to fitness. And obviously now we've had these bouts of illness of...
COVID? It might be COVID. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just
Jed had already had COVID, to be honest. But yeah. Okay.
It's called illness. Reminds me when I went up to Scotland one time and they had on a motor curry house and they had like lamb curry, beef curry, and meat curry. I thought, well, what's in that then? You know, if it's not chicken, it was separately named. What's in the meat curry?
And what's in the meat curry? Yeah.
So yeah, it's illness, like meat curry. This is illness.
Gotcha.
So there we are. Big game in the week. I mean, I keep saying it. We need a win. We do need a win in midweek against Bristol.
They're up there, Bristol City, aren't they? They're not far. They're in the playoff positions.
They're in eighth position.
Okay.
18 points. Such a lopsided record we've got. 19th position in the table for Millwall. Played 9, drew 1-1, drawn 6. Lost 2.
We only lost 2, and only the top 2, I think, have only lost 2. So
yeah, Middlesbrough sit above us, having lost 4 games. It's a very, very, very lopsided table. We really could use a win midweek. So we've got a trip away to Barnsley next Saturday.
Yeah, we never get anywhere at Barnsley. Never get anything at Barnsley. But yeah,
no, yeah. Difficult one. So you're not an Rowett out. Man,
no, I think he's got the tools. I just think, I think back to when we got promoted to Division One, for example, we were nowhere near going up at Christmas. We won the last 10 games, it's like putting a run together, Nick. I just think if he gets a run, confidence, he's got the tools to push us right up the table and get us into a playoff position this year, I think. But we need to start. We've played 10 games now, so we need to start making some of those draws wins. Yeah,
that's 100%.
That's
great stuff, Kevin. Really appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday evening.
Thank you, Nick.
And a very welcome burst, an injection of optimism, which we're
absolutely
going to enrage
but,
all
but
the...
That's over the years. You just get used to it. You don't, if Mill were on the up, you don't take it too seriously because you know what's coming. And if they're on the down, you don't take it too seriously. So you just try and keep level when you're watching Mill. That's been picked up over the years, Nick. That's
there's no future in podcasting with such balanced...
Well, oh, I apologise.
we want shock.
They're rubbish. Row it out.
That's more like it. Yeah. Big thank you, Kevin Fuller. Thank you for joining the show, mate. We're going to play out today's show with some of the voicemails the chap sent me from after yesterday. Just want to say thank you for listening. We'll be back in the week after the Bristol City midweek game. Thank you, Kevin. Until then, dear listeners, it's arrivederci, Millwall, and bye for now.
Achtung, Millwall.
Forest 1, Millwall 1, another draw. In other news, water is wet. Arrivederci, Millwall.
Good afternoon, listeners. Reporting after that 1-1 draw at Nottingham Forest. How's your fucking luck? That's what I'll say. You know, we can complain about some of the decisions and performances potentially, but, you know, the last two games, that disallowed goal against Coventry and today with Nottingham Forest's goal, which, you know, is one of the biggest flukes I've ever seen. Cross from the left, hit, I think, the bar and post and just went in. It's just so unfortunate. And then Smith obviously hitting the bar. I thought on the whole it wasn't a bad game, a bit like the Swansea game in some respects. You know, I think especially the second half was a bit end-to-end without that many chances. You know, we scored a good goal. Ojo looked really good, I thought. Kind of like a bit of a rich man's Fred Onyedinma. You know, twice the player of Fred, but kind of in that similar ilk, I think, with, you know, the lack of predictability of what he's going to do, skill, crossing, and he looked a danger. Great cross, and Smith does what he does best. Good header, rose above the defender. 1-0 Millwall. And that's when we should have really capitalised on the game, because Forest started looking a bit shaky after they'd gone one down. But we didn't. Got to half-time, they regrouped, scored the fluke of the goal. And then in the end, we just ran out of steam, really. Rowett does work this team very hard. I've not seen a Millwall team press this much, especially away from home. Last 15 minutes, we look absolutely dead on our feet. And really, you know, Forest probably looked a little bit better towards the end. Point probably fair overall, but a bit confused about some of the substitutions. We just seem to change our shape like three times a game at the moment. And in the end, you've got players out of position, doesn't seem to really know where they're going. And I felt that that was the case today. We were, you know, poor going forward last 10, 15. I mean, you know, when your plan B's hoofing the ball forward to Tom Bradshaw and hoping Ben Ikhafobe just picks up the ball somehow, it's just a bit thick, really. Does not work. The reality at Millwall at the moment, you know, one win in nine, another draw is frustrating. We've had a lot of bad luck. Let's just hope our luck can change. You know, we're getting players back fit again. Bristol City at home on Wednesday. I'm really hoping we can go and put in a good performance and get 3 points there. We'll have Jed Wallace back as well, who is the man. Anyway, another draw, and looking forward to having another beer tonight after that. Arrivederci, Millwall.
Voicemail. Over and repeat. We can't keep drawing games. Rowett proceeds to draw games. And the cycle continues.
Thank you for listening to Aston Millwall. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a cheeky little review. Arrivederci, Millwall. Till next time.
Who do you want to watch?